It is my pleasure to extend to each of you a very personal welcome, as well as to welcome you on behalf of our students, faculty, and staff here at CSUB. This forum is an important forum, as you well know, and the university is an excellent place for the forum because its tradition is to be a place for intellectual discourse on critical issues of the day, bringing together people from diverse perspectives and worldviews. So I look forward to joining you and enjoying this very dynamic set of presentations and the moderation by Kyoshi and others. And so thank you for being here and welcome to the university.
First, I want to introduce to my left here, Nathan Gonzalez. Let me give you a quick background on him. Mr. Gonzalez is an Iran specialist and founder of nationandstate.org, an open-source foreign policy think tank. He also wrote Engaging Iran, The Rise of Middle East Powerhouse, and America's Strategic Choice, which, by the way, is available over there to your right. If you want to go check out the book, it is available over to your right. And in 2002, Mr. Gonzalez received recognition from the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, for his research on Iraq, through which he predicted that a U.S. invasion would bring about massive sectarian strife, pervasive anti-Americanism in Iraq, and a stronger Iran. He has also published several academic papers and blogs on the topic of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Mr. Gonzalez, welcome to And to my right is Mr. Bahram Mashiri. Mashiri is a scholar of Iranian history and culture and author of From Athens to Hiroshima. In this piece that he wrote, he explores the phenomenon of atomic physics and the implications of its disastrous effects on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Mashiri holds degrees in material science and chemical engineering from the Catholic University of America. Because of his passion for Iranian history and culture, he continued extensive studies in these areas as well. We want to welcome you as well.
Right off the bat, I'd like to thank Dr. Mark Martinez of the Political Science Department for bringing me over here. It's a real honor, and it's a real honor to sit here with Professor Mashiri, who, as you will hear, has a lot of information to share about Iran. What I set out to do when I talk about Iran, Iran, by the way, to give you some background, I have been studying Iran for almost a decade now, and I recently had a chance to visit Iran. My perspective and how I approach the Islamic Republic of Iran is from a perspective of U.S. national interest. That is, my talk here, we're not focused on the human rights violations that are pervasive in the Islamic Republic or the rights of citizens or women. It will deal with the interests of the United States of America and the 168,000 troops we have in Iraq. So when you hear my talk, keep in mind that that is the position that I'm coming from. Just recently, I came from a debate at Cal State Long Beach a few days ago. I debated an Israeli diplomat. And the position that Israel had was that, on the one hand, they say they want diplomacy to work, but the diplomat was quick to say, you can't negotiate with the devil. That was his official position. My problem with that, when we talk about what's in the interest of America, is I believe we are way too far from having a rational discussion on what our interests are and how we pursue those interests. That is, our focus has been on a lot of platitudes and language about how Iran is the devil and we apparently are not. We are the angels and therefore we can't talk to them. And so it's become a sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy of confrontation. That is, we've had a policy that is leading toward confrontation. Now, if confrontation is in our best interest, that's one thing. But as I will argue today, confrontation is not in our best interest. So I hope that we can begin to have a serious and mature discussion about what the true threats that Iran would pose to the international community. When I talk about pursuing American interests, I'm talking about particularly two areas. Number one, the fight against Al-Qaeda. The fight against Al-Qaeda in Iraq and around the world. That's what I mean by pursuing our interests. And that means not only making people like us in the Middle East, but it means denying sanctuary, financial resources, and a place to operate for Al-Qaeda, which I think is really important. Another is, of course, our access to stable energy resources, like oil and natural gas. Iran holds the second largest reserves in those areas, and Iran is critical in this discussion. What I will go through real quickly, to not make the conversation too long, is I'm going to lay out what I call 5 reasons to engage Iran. This is based on an op-ed piece I recently wrote. And these are just very simple, breaking down a very complicated discussion into very simple 5 steps to, 5 reasons rather, to engage Iran in diplomacy. Hopefully through the course of the evening we can get more specific about these and go into a little more depth. But just quickly, reason number one to engage Iran in diplomacy is the fact that we do share some mutual interests with Iran. If we go back to 1996, when the Taliban came to power in Afghanistan, the Taliban seized a group of Iranian diplomats and executed them. Iran came to the brink of war with Afghanistan. More pragmatic elements within the regime decided that war was not the right thing to do. But they did establish a policy of regime change against the Taliban. And this is the same Taliban that later harbored Osama bin Laden. After U.S. and coalition forces invaded Afghanistan in 2001,